You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Cheers.
Welcome into the gym class here in KGYM as we come your way at 5 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you from our studios here on the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass as usual here today on a sunny Wednesday. We will talk about the latest as far as world of sports is concerned. Also, it is Caddy Smack on the gym class coming your way today after a one-week hiatus. Of course, with the storms moving through last week, decided to put it off for 1 week. But we will talk with Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, our man in charge as far as Caddy Smack on the gym class is concerned, as we talk some golf with you on the program today. A little bit of a mild distraction, if you will, from everything going on here around the corridor and just around the area and around the metro as well. You're welcome to join us, 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is our phone line as well. And as always, we love to hear from our listeners out there today. As I mentioned, we'll talk a little golf with you coming up in just a little bit. And other subjects as far as the world of sports is concerned here today. And again, a couple of things to let you know about right out of the chute here. Number one, again, for information, you can go to our websites, kgymradio.com. You can go to the Z102.9 website as well for the latest information about storm cleanup, about shelters, about food, water, whatnot. We invite you to do that. And there are several places around the city that are out there and that are providing services that are much needed for people that just do not have them right now. So please, we invite you to check that out. Also, in the next couple of days, if not today, then Buttons tells us it'll be tomorrow where you can start to do this. You can download our brand new KGYM app that is going to be available very, very soon. It is brand new, and it is bigger and better, if you will. So we encourage you to do that. Just take the old one and erase it. Replace it with the new one. It's that simple. It's that simple out there. And we encourage you to do so when you see that up at your Google Play Store or on your iPhone app as well. How are you?
I'm doing well and looking forward to an edition of Caddy Smack. An edition will set you up for the Northern Trust, the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs, news out of the Mississippi Valley Conference on a high school level, the Big Ten Conference, and Iowa State, latest round of COVID testing. And right now, afternoon baseball going on.
Afternoon baseball, indeed. A lot of it. By the way, the Twins tonight will be in action on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, as the Minnesota Twins will take on the Milwaukee Brewers one more time. They're in the fourth inning at Wrigley Field, first of two seven-inning games. The Cardinals with a Matt Carpenter grand slam. They lead the Cubs right now 6-1.
Was that on a 3-0 pitch?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'm not. Yeah,
don't know. Boston doubling up on Philly. They're in the seventh inning right now. That is a 4-2 lead for the Red Sox. And I think that's what we have right now as far as Major League Baseball is concerned.
We got a final out of Baltimore. Toronto's beating Baltimore 5-2.
Okay, very good. The NBA going on right now. They're in the fourth quarter, and it is a top seed leading. Second seeded Toronto leading seventh seeded Brooklyn 99-92. And that's going on right now in the bubble in Orlando. That'll be followed by Utah and Denver. Game two of that particular series. Philly and Boston will then play later on, and we We've got game two with the Mavericks and the Clippers coming up tonight for you here on KGYM. That'll be on 1600 AM 102.3 and in Iowa City 106.3 FM tonight at 7:30 with the pregame. And that will be an 8 o'clock tip-off coming your way tonight for that particular ball game. 319-366-1600. Should we give hockey, too? Because hockey, you know, I'm definitely happy to give the hockey scores. I'm into the hockey right now, not just because the Blues are defending their Stanley Cup championship right now. Final in OT, Tampa has beaten Columbus 5-4. And, by the way, pivotal game five coming up tonight at 9:30 between St. Louis and Vancouver with that series tied at 2 apiece. For all you Blues fans out there.
That's kind of fun. I mean, the NBA and NHL starting early in the day, going late at night, and we've never seen that before.
Too late at
times. Sometimes too late, yeah.
Too late at times, but... Yeah, it's interesting. It's different. And like I said, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun a little bit. So we'll keep you updated on everything that's going on in the world of sports. 319-366-1600. We will talk some golf with you in about 10 minutes or so. And we'll find out from the golf world and just kind of what they're going through as far as getting back on their feet. Is concerned. And they're in this as much as anybody out there. We've talked about it. We'll continue to talk about it. But many of the courses, all the courses in the Cedar Rapids, Marion area, up and down the corridor, impacted by what the storm, which is now approaching winds of 140 miles per hour, now they're saying, that went through the southwest side. And that's just amazing. Just absolutely crazy and amazing in a bad way, and holy cow, holy cow.
Cedar Rapids City leaders holding a news conference as we speak. It started about the same time that we did, gleaning from Chris Earle's Twitter feed. City Manager Jeff Pomerantz says 10,000 truckloads of tree debris have been collected, the equivalent of $41 million. Pounds of tree debris. In addition, Alliant Energy said it has done 10 months work in 10 days to get power back in eastern Iowa.
Yeah, and hats off to all those people out there that are working not only for the state of Iowa and from Mid-American Alliance, Lynn County REC, the various RECs around, but also just the folks from out of state that have come and set up camp and help things out. And poles, I see them going up and down roads, and it is a great sight to see, certainly, especially if you are one of the few that do not have your power up yet. But man alive, 10,000 truckloads, 41 million pounds.
A line also saying it has replaced 3,000 power poles across the state.
An 8-month project done in 8 days or something like that, the math is telling us. So 319-366-1600, the text line out there available to you. Again, that's 319-366-1600. Tee times are out before we get to the Mississippi Valley Conference news. Tee times are out for the Northern Trust, which will get started tomorrow. Without Brooks Koepka, the World Top 10 has withdrawn due to a knee. He's had a chronic knee issue this year, flared up again. He's already in the 90s as far as the FedEx Cup is concerned and needed a good outing this week to even advance to Chicago. So he's out, and I believe, Vaughn Taylor is out as well. So they'll tee off with 123 coming up tomorrow.
Zach Johnson in need of a good finish in the first leg as well. He is 104th in the FedEx Cup standings, squeezed in with a great finish last week. And to get into the top 70, he will need a good outing again this week. Zach will tee it at 12:28 Central Time. He will be playing with Keith Mitchell and Zach Blair.
Okay. Very good. Very good. We'll keep track of Zach tomorrow as he plays in the first round at TPC Boston. Mentioned the news coming today on the local front as far as high schools this fall are concerned. Mississippi Valley Conference Athletic Directors meeting in Waterloo today, and a few things have been released. Mark Woodley from TV7 up in Waterloo, Cedar Falls, coming out with a few things earlier on this afternoon that they decided upon.
Athletic directors decided in Waterloo today, as you mentioned, that masks will be required at all Mississippi Valley Conference events, and capacity at various football stadiums will vary depending on the venue, and I'm sure depending on local health departments. So there you have it. If I'm 30 feet away from anybody else, I guess I'll have to wear a mask.
But you'll be there.
Oh, I'll be there. Yeah.
You will be there. Yeah, it just depends on the venue, and I think the game as well. Obviously, a Waterloo East, Waterloo West game, a Jeff Wash game, whatever the case may be, is going to be a little bit more populated than a Waterloo West, Iowa City West game, for example. So, but mask up, and make your way to Kingston or Memorial or Dalzell or Frank Bates Field or Trojan Field or down at Liberty or wherever, John Wall Stadium, wherever the case may be.
Maybe ask Carlos, are you going to go out to a high school football game? Some will be played this week and week, I won't mention it because I hate saying it, but some games this week, the state gets scheduled to get started. A week from the Thursday
Friday.
Games next week?
No.
Just Friday.
Well, not for us anyway.
Okay.
Not for us anyway. Yes, a week from Friday. Of course, you can hear high school football right here on KGYM. Para games coming away on opening night. A little bit different this year. 107.5 FM will be your home for the games from the north. And 106.3 FM still your home for south end games. Our opener for the North on 107.5 FM will be Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Could be a top 10 battle right there. And then also it will be Iowa City West at Liberty. That will be the South game coming up from down in North Liberty. And those games will be a week from this Friday. There are some games you mentioned this week, Mark. A few anyway, a small handful, not as many as usual. One in the eastern part of the state, though, West Delaware is at Anamosa. That will be played at Anamosa coming up on Friday night. Columbus Junction, Columbus Community is going to be at Cardinal. And also Nottoway Valley will be at Southwest Valley. That will be over in southwestern Iowa coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, I noted today as well that Bettendorf has picked up a game against Washington, Iowa.
Correct.
Washington, Iowa lost that game because Marion decided it wasn't going to be quite ready for that season opener, so that game was canceled. Bettendorf picked up Washington, Iowa, and Marion, as we outlined, no home games this year. The three home games will be played at Linmar
on
Saturday afternoons.
On Saturdays, yeah. So you may have to take a look at that and change things up a little bit. We'll see how it all plays out. But interesting things. And I think somebody mentioned either yesterday or a couple days ago Saturday games to be played. And there you go. There's your first example of some Saturday games being played. Out of necessity, though, due to the fact that Marion's Thomas Park Field, one of our favorite venues, by the way, to go to and broadcast.
Not when it's muddy. But
no, but boy, it is a really neat venue with the football field over on one side of the park like that. And unfortunately, though, lost some bleachers, lost a scoreboard, lost roof to the press box. So they're not going to be able to play at Thomas Park this year. Marion will not. So, and that's kind of the story it is for a lot of folks out there. 319-366-1600. As we come your way on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, Caddy Smack of the Gym Class will come your way here in just a little bit. And more news from more people climbing aboard the bandwagon as far as the parents, the players, and whatnot, as far as the Big Ten is concerned today. University of Illinois has climbed aboard now, it looks like. And this will all come to a head on Friday. I guess a little bit.
Well, originally he started with the Iowa parents, and that letter requested a response from Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren by today. And last I looked, there has been no response from the Big Ten Commissioner. So Iowa parents, Ohio State parents, among others, maybe some other schools, I think it's now six or seven groups of parents from the Big Ten that have penned similar letters. They're at least going to gather at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at the offices of the Big Ten in Park Ridge, Illinois. Whether they get an audience with Kevin Warren or not, I haven't seen any late updates. But that's going to be interesting to track on Friday.
Yeah, it will be. And, of course, we'll talk about that on Friday. Coming up tomorrow, Dave Koken, our friend, will join us. Looking forward to that, talking NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. He's had a chance to digest things now as far as the major leagues are concerned. So we will talk with Dave Koken coming up tomorrow. More from the City of Cedar Rapids News Conference. Rule of thumb for streets. If you must park in the city streets, please follow the odd evens for parking. That according to, I mean, you may not be able to, but do your best out there. If the trees are on the odd side or whatever, do your best. Cedar Rapids Public Works saying it will take time to get down every street to collect debris. 12% of the roads have seen a, quote, first pass, unquote, of debris trucks. The city will post a progress map on its website. There's a lot of very good information, by the way, on the City of Cedar Rapids website. A lot of the frequently asked questions are answered as far as the City of Cedar Rapids website is concerned. So do yourself a favor, bookmark it, check it out. If you do not have power or means to find the particular website, ask a friend, whatever. But they have a lot of questions that are answered up there.
And according to Alliant Energy, Cedar Rapids has 70% of power back on, electricity back on, I guess. We all have the power, right?
Yes.
Electricity back on to 70%. And I don't want to hear one person say, hey, they promised us Tuesday. It's already when? Cut them some slack, okay?
They're doing their best. They're doing their best. And I know it stinks, but they are doing their best out there. Also, City of Cedar Rapids Public Works saying we are on track to get all traffic lights online by the end of the week. There are still many traffic lights out there that are not functional right now. Again, please treat them as four-way stops. Again, on my way here, near accident. Not me, but a couple in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
A couple vehicles in front of me. Somebody just flying through there. Please treat the lights that are not working as a four-way stop.
What's worse? Somebody flying through that four-way stop or somebody direct opposite of you? You know that they got to the line first before you, and they sit there and sit there and sit there. It's simple, folks. Figure out who got there first and next and next.
Use your hand. Not for that. You know,
your whole hand. Not just one digit.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, if you want them, your neighbor to go first, just indicate your neighbor should go first in a friendly Cedar Rapids Marion manner. 3805 on the text line. Will KGYM be doing the weekly pick six? That's our plan. Once the college football season gets underway.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to pick high school games.
No, we are
That's
not.
That's not one,
no, no,
one
no,
thing
no.
we're not going to do.
No, we are not. Mm. I will assure you we will not pick high school games. But there are, as of right now, enough college games that we will be able to wander down that path probably in the second week of September. So still a ways to go. Are we the defending champion?
You are the defending champ, individual champ. We are the gym class,
okay.
The defending team champ.
Gotcha.
And I know Dave Alec, a very good player of the game. He will stand at the ready whenever we give him a notification. But, yeah, really look forward to that. It's a fun thing to do that we do here.
Yeah, and really looking forward to that. Want to remind you to go to our website at kgymradio.com. Take a look at KGYM's Community MVP. We have partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you this community MVP. If your organization still has an event or a fun charity event or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event, and if selected, your event will be featured. Go to kgymradio.com for more information. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Golf information set to come your way next. We'll talk about golf courses getting back on their feet, what they are facing right now around Eastern Iowa. We'll do that to answer your golf questions as well with Brian Haas. All that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM.
No matter how you spend your summer, the best place to spend it is in the Iowa Lottery Prize Zone, where the Summer Cash Bash makes it even better to be a VIP club member. 20 new scratch games with great cash prizes. Join the VIP club and enter non-winning tickets for a chance to win your share of $250,000. But hurry. Like summer, the cash is going fast. Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details and play today. Woohoo!
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Let's go!
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hit
the
Bomba
Squad, let's go, let's go.
Hey, Twins fans, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Twins baseball is what's up. The squad is back in full swing as we look to build on the division title from last season. Let's just say we're hungry for more.
And it's gone! Target field explodes!
Tune in to follow the Twins all year long to make sure you don't miss any of the action during this exciting season. One team, one territory, the 2020 Minnesota Twins. That's what's up.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And we welcome you back. It is 3:28 on the button here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we take you through this Wednesday afternoon. Dave Koken will join us coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Always looking forward to talking with Dave and... talk a little NHL. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball, maybe a little college football and pro football coming up tomorrow. Cedar Rapids Police also saying, please drive slowly through intersections and watch for debris in the streets. I couldn't agree with them more.
We have a little diagram on who goes first at the four-way stop.
Isn't it the person to your right? Is that the way it works?
Left, right. I mean, if somebody gets there before me, it's their turn.
Right. But, I mean, if you simultaneously arrive at your intersection, I believe it is to your right.
319-366-1600. If you have a different understanding of manners at four-way stops.
At four-way stops. Manners at four-way stops, indeed.
Just put a roundabout in every intersection.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Brian Haas set to join us right now from Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, our resident pro on Caddy Smack, as we get back into a little golf talk, a little relief, if you will, from pickup of all the damage and whatnot around the Cedar Rapids Marion area, down through the corridor and up to the north as well a little bit. And first of all, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Our golf course weathered well, and we had the storm pass through. In fact, we had an event going on. We had to stop the event and run out and get some tents put down before. It was pretty scary looking out there at our facility, but fortunately for us, we did not have very much damage at all.
Well, that's good. And unfortunately, though, there were a lot of folks that did. I mean, you're on the south end of the spectrum as far, kind of the very south end as far as the storm path was concerned. And I would imagine you consider yourself very lucky down there, but there were a lot of courses that weren't.
Yeah, I've been in contact with a number of courses in the Cedar Rapids area, Elmcrest in particular, and I know just from Larry Gladson that they lost 400-plus trees at Elmcrest Country Club and have crews coming in to help with the removal of the large trunks and, you know, the huge pieces that are really hard to deal with. And then we'll be putting back their golf course as soon as they can get that removed.
What is involved in putting the golf course back together? Because I'm sure you'd have gouged fairways, maybe even gouged greens. Brian, what's the biggest challenge in putting a course back together?
Yeah, it really just depends on how much land you have and if you're able to have a nursery or not. You're going to have some serious dents in fairways and areas like that. So whether that's bent grass or bluegrass or your greens, you may have to replace some of that turf. We're fortunate we have a pretty large nursery, and we could take a pretty good hit and replace turf fairly easily, whether it was bent grass or bluegrass. But a lot of facilities are landlocked, like an Elmcrest or a Cedar Rapids Country Club. I'm just trying to think of some that have housing and different things around them to where they don't have large nurseries. And so they would have to order that turf grass to come in, shipped in order to do some repairs.
Have you ever been at a club that, you know, obviously nothing of this magnitude that we had last Monday, but just something, you know, similar, whether it be straight line winds coming through or whatnot, that you did go through something like this?
I haven't. I've been very fortunate. I've seen storms and obviously the floods of 08. That was pretty catastrophic to our golf course. Water does, you know, just as much or more damage than trees falling, mainly because you're completely killing the turf. You're drowning it, basically. And so that's about as catastrophic as I have gotten, to where you lose four or five holes completely due to water. In their case, they're losing terrain. They're losing the contour of their golf course in many ways. Some of those trees are going to be important trees. Other trees won't matter so much, and maybe they needed to come down anyway. In the case of Cedar Rapids Country Club, you know, a few years back, they did a huge renovation and a great project and took out over 1,000 trees. I don't remember what the total number ended up being, but it was well into the 1,000 number. And again, they lost another, you know, a few hundred trees on their golf course. So hopefully they weren't trees that were key to the golf course and how you play the golf course, because you start losing some of those big mammoth trees that make the hole bend a certain direction. All of a sudden the golf course gets maybe a lot different in how it plays.
Brian, I originally saw your name on the tee sheet for the Iowa Senior PGA Section tournament going on in Ankeny. Hope you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I had having some back issues, partially from the storm that came through. You get tense and stressed out by that stuff. We didn't have power for a week at my house. And so in North Liberty, where I live, we had a lot more damage than down near Riverside. And so we had a lot of trees down and had to do a lot of repairs in my neighborhood. And I finally, toward the end of that week, a friend had gotten me a generator, and I went to put some gas in it, and I bent over at that funny angle, and I almost didn't get back up again.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've all been
so
there.
Dealing with muscular type issues and chiropractor and just trying to get myself in another and playing condition again, but it might be another week or so yet.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. If you have a question about your game for Brian or just about the cleanup, et cetera, as far as getting golf back on its feet here in eastern Iowa especially. And, again, that number is 319-366-1600. That's a – well, let's go with that and piggyback on it as far as you're not going to be alone. I think everybody that's helped out with the cleanup is tired. They're exhausted. Once this is all behind us, and once we can get back on the golf course, it's almost like starting over again because it's going to be a while. And plus the fact, like you said, you use some muscles that you didn't know you had or hadn't used for a while. So
John, yeah. Man.
it's starting over again.
Yeah, we had some really big trees go down, and you're bending at funny angles, and just the stress of it all is a lot on your body. And one of the things that my chiropractor mentioned to me, he said, what are you doing differently outside of cleaning up? And I said, not a lot. And he said, well, stress is a big key of it. And that storm was stressful on a lot of people. And you do get tighter when you get stressed like that. And stretching is really the most important key. And I got to say, I probably skipped a couple of days of stretching because I was so tired. I just went right to bed. And that's probably what did me in.
On the text line, Mike in Iowa City saying he played your facility last week and it was in great shape. Fink Bite is in awesome shape as well.
Yeah, the courses are doing the best they can to get themselves put back together. Some were hit harder than others. I know Fink Bite had to close for a day or two, maybe on the high side, and got everything back in order. And I heard good things as well, so that's good news.
Right.
But I know Cedar Rapids is going to take a little bit longer.
Brian, of course, the first leg of the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs this week with the Northern Trust beginning tomorrow. I want to ask you a question about the mentality of PGA pros and whether any of us can learn anything of it. I put Zach Johnson out there by example. His back was against the wall. He's outside the top 125. Barely made the cut on the number at Wyndham and then shot 61-65. To get to 104 in the FedEx Cup standings. Brian, whether it's hole-to-hole, round-to-round, week-to-week, can you talk about the mentality of these pros? Is it learned? Is it innate? What is it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's a burning inside is what it is. And we know Zach has that because he wouldn't be a champion like he is if he didn't have it. And sometimes... Well, life gets in the way at times, and your family grows, and things like that happen, and tour players change because of that. And he had a little bit of an equipment change as well during his career, using Zach as an example, and he got himself backed up against the wall where he was in his standings, and has really had a threat of losing his PGA card. The one good thing that Zach has going for him is, because he is a major champion, he does get one exemption for a major champion when he does lose his tour card, so he'll be able to maintain it and continue through. But no one wants to ever use that. That's usually your last straw. So it was, in Zach's case, I think he felt his back against the wall and said, hey, let's get going. And we know that he knows how to do that because that's how he got there. And I think that's internal in a lot of the players and any athlete in any sport. They have that drive to maintain or get better and stay at the top. And he showed he still has it.
Well, and I think also just buoyed, I think, by what is happening back here as well. And folks that saw the fourth round at Wyndham on Sunday when Zach was interviewed and had a really impassionate plea for everybody back in Cedar Rapids, Marion. And I know that played a part in the way Zach played on the weekend as well. He wanted to get a shot to get on television and to tell that story.
Yeah, that plays a part in it as well. And it's amazing how things like that happen to a player and how they react to it. And you just go out and you do the things you have to do in order to get it done. And that's exactly what Zach did. That's so cool to watch and really almost even be a part of, because we all felt a part of that when he did it and started his little run.
Brian, 2 days before the derecho hit Cedar Rapids, I hosted a golf tournament at Ellis Park. And number one, that course is not and may never be the same as it once was. It's just a beautiful track of property. But my question for you is, this is a scramble format, scramble, best shot, whatever you want to call it.
Shamble.
And I think, myself included, most people feel, you know, you get into a best shot or a scramble and it's going to screw up your individual game. Brian, I hadn't played for a few weeks. I played as well as I have in a long time. Maybe because you're freed up, unless you're hitting last. But your general feelings about scrambles and what it means to your individual game.
Sure. Scrambles are fun, there's no doubt. And you can go out and definitely highlight some shots that you're really good at. And bomb a couple balls, hit some of those really fancy shots that might be around the green to help you make that eagle because you got all the way up there or something like that. It's really a good spot to highlight the best parts of your game. The hard part is that most of the time you're trying to hit the career shot all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, each hole is you take a line that you probably wouldn't normally take because, you know, there's at least three other players that have the same shot. Somebody will get something in play. And so that it just kind of changes how you look at the golf course. So the benefit of a scramble is you can shoot some really low numbers and have a lot of fun because you're taking lines you normally wouldn't take. And the disadvantage of it is, you're taking lines that you normally wouldn't take, and the next time you go play, you feel like I'm invincible. And the reality was half of the shots that your team played weren't shots that you actually hit. But you're in a place that you wouldn't normally be because of the line you took or the other player's line that they took. And so you start trying to play those golf courses from those lines, and bigger numbers can pop up because those lines are really difficult to play from all the time.
Very well put. And you got to remember that, you know, I can clear that from, unless you got three partners that are in their pocket and you're
there's
the
no
fourth
back and down
guy.
in a sample.
Then you hit
right.
The,
there's no back and down, right?
And then you
and
hit the middle.
To say that you never go out and have a round like that where you just go out and you don't back down and you shoot a career number on your favorite golf course. That's fun, and everybody's done it, and that's how they shot their personal best score. But at the same time, they've taken those same lines, and everything went the wrong way.
True.
And they had their worst score on their favorite golf course. So that's how scrambles kind of go, and they're fun, and they serve a purpose for sure. They're great for charity events and having a lot of fun with your friends, especially if you're out playing with some players that don't maybe play as often. They don't have to. It's just fun to be able to provide a few shots for them instead of having to hit every single shot.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a short break, come back. We'll talk some more golf. If you have a question about your game and would like Brian to address that, let us know on the text line or give us a shout on the phone line at 319-366-1600. We'll take a quick break, come back with more Caddy Smack in the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Right now at Menards. Over 120 in-stock Sylvania LED bulbs are 11% off. Sylvania LED bulbs last up to 11,000 hours and use 85% less energy than 60-watt bulbs. Pick up a 4-pack for $4.89 after 11% off. Start saving today with 11% off everything. Prices are good until August 22nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right? Making sure you have no holes in your defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G. No contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back in the gym class at 3:47 here on KGYM as we talk golf with you. Caddy Smack on the gym class coming your way here for another, 10 minutes or so. If you have a question for our resident pro, Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, let us know on the text line. That is 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. That is the line to get in touch with us out there. And Brian joining us, and we've been talking some golf cleanup as far as the local courses are concerned, and maybe how long that will take. Who knows? I know the courses just from the Gazette article and talking with a couple of folks out there. They're hoping maybe next week sometime. For a couple of them anyway, maybe a little bit longer than that for the Cedar Rapids public courses that were hit very hard as well. And you've been talking with Larry over at Elmcrest, Tom Feller and the group over at CRCC. Not exactly sure how long it's going to take there, but I know that some of the folks that took part in the Golf Week Challenge were taking to Twitter to try to help CRCC, I know, because their golf teams had played there before, and they were very disheartened by all of not only the damage and just the terrible look of Cedar Rapids, but, of course, a place that they know and played.
Yeah, one of the hardest things for this season is the combination of COVID and that. The Golf Week Challenge isn't going to take place this year because of the COVID piece of it. And then to see the golf course that was going to host it, you know, take on that much damage it's just really hard to watch this whole year. And just like we've all seen in different postings on all the different medias, we can't wait for 2020 just to be over. I want to hit the reset button and start over.
Brian, you're aware of the Big Ten football situation and the lack of what Athletic Director Gary Barta said, $100 million in revenue for this fall,
yeah,
unless there's a reversal. Are you fearful for college golf programs?
It is. It's going to be tough for the schools that don't that maybe don't have as large of a football program as like in Iowa, to where or the size of the school where they don't have the donors to keep the golf program going. That's going to be the biggest piece. Hopefully most of them have some tour players that were successful, you know, that can help keep their programs going in the short term until everything gets somewhat back to normal. But the fall season for the Big Ten has been canceled, and everybody's looking forward to the spring season. I know that's happened in a few of the conferences. Golf is a smaller sport. It doesn't make a lot of money for the school. If it makes anything at all, I'm pretty sure it's probably just an expense for the school. And at some of the smaller schools that maybe don't of the game altogether.
Why can't you play college golf, Brian?
Yeah, it's crazy, but it shouldn't be as expensive as it is. But it is a very expensive sport because of the golf courses, and because really the equipment is coming from the kids themselves.
Right.
Most of the schools don't provide the equipment, but they definitely need assistance as far as probably golf courses and getting it to and from each of the events is the expense part of it.
I guess I was talking about the COVID piece of it, which is the reason it was canceled in the first place.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. The COVID piece is really the double hit for our area. And then that part of it is really just knocking golf out of the park for the whole fall season.
And you just hope that, you know, you hope that no program is going to get cut. As far as golfers are concerned, I know they're hoping that golf is not going to be the one, whether it's men's or women's, whatever the case may be. Men's a little bit more apt, I believe, with the Title IX situation out there. But still, you don't want to see any programs cut. And maybe it's a situation for a few years where golf takes a look at, you know, an Iowa playing in events that they can basically drive to, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, over in central Iowa with the Drake, UNI, something like that maybe for a few years I can see, just as far as cost-cutting is concerned.
Yes, I'm privy to a little bit of that. The Big Ten is looking at having an East and a West section, like they do for football, and are looking at hosting events East and West. So that is probably in the near future, to where I believe our section would be the West, which would have Wisconsin, Iowa, Purdue, Minnesota, Northwestern, Nebraska, and I'm missing one in there somewhere just as I count them off. Illinois, yes. So that'd be the seventh in our section. And so they are looking at doing that and just hosting, staying in your sections until you end up with a champion in your section. And then that's when you make the one travel to play East against West.
Interesting right there. Hey, speaking of former Hawkeyes, how about Brad Hopfinger with a top 10 finish in the Corn Ferry event last weekend?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's fun to see that group of Hawkeyes that played for Mark Hankins still out there plugging away at it. There's three Hawkeyes playing Corn Ferry very regularly and hanging right in there. You know, they're making enough money to stay on the tour, not having to go back to Q school. So hopefully we just need them to take it one more level, get into the top portion of the money listing so they can make it on the regular PGA Tour.
Yeah, yeah. And that would be very, very good for those groupings there. And this is the pen, Mark, your favorite word, the penultimate edition of Caddy Smack.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have our final one next week. Hard to believe. Where did the season go, even in this crazy year of 2020? But as we always say, fall golf can't be the best golf out there, and I think that's hopefully going to be the case this year with, you know, as the way it looks right now, at least in the eastern part of the state, no Iowa football. Iowa State will be playing as of now. UNI is not playing. Maybe even a little bit more Saturday golf if you get your honey-do list done and everything done elsewhere with the storm cleanup and whatnot. And It could be a banner fall this year.
I think so. You know, for us at our resort, just as an example, a Saturday football game day at Iowa, home game, you could go skeet shooting on our golf course because there isn't anybody out there. And so we would run specials, you know, just to say, hey, we will post the scores on our GPS, come play. And we get a few players, probably some Cyclone fans, most likely. but we didn't get very many. And so I foresee this year our Saturdays will be very normal, and we'll have quite a bit of play. And what football we do have for Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue to post the scores on the GPS so our golfers can come out and play and also see what's happening on the scoreboards around the football leagues, whether that's college or professional. So that's a lot of fun. I think a lot of the golf courses are doing that. So hopefully they all get that advantage of some, what is that, 5 to 7 home games that we typically have somewhere right around there.
Yeah.
Of golf this fall.
Interesting. And well, Brian, hey, appreciate it. We'll talk one more time next week, and best of luck in the cleanup, and best of luck to all the golf courses out there for the cleanup. We know what you're going through, and it is not fun. It's tedious. It's expensive. And once this gets all behind us, everybody get out there and help out a golf course.
Yeah, if you can get out and help the golf courses, that would be tremendous. I know, talking with Larry again at Elmcrest, his members came out in groves to help clean up the golf course. And the public courses will need that same help. So if you have the opportunity and you have some equipment and some, you know, raking abilities to clean up the debris, I would imagine they'll take as many volunteers as they can get.
Yeah. All right. Brian, hey, appreciate it, and take care. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Brian Haas, the pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, our resident pro on Caddy Smack in the Gym class. And we'll have our final Caddy Smack in the Gym class next week. And looking forward to fall golf out there, hopefully, when this is all behind us.
Good time of year. Before we set sail, an interesting piece of information out from Brandon Marcello of 24/7 Sports.
Okay.
He says an attorney named Tom Mars, M-A-R-S, has filed a lengthy Freedom of Information request to Michigan State and soon the other 13 members of the Big Ten, requesting documents pertaining to the cancellation of the Big Ten football season. He's doing so on behalf of parents of Big Ten players seeking answers behind the decision.
Parents are lawyering up, everybody. Friday's going to be an interesting day. Friday morning could be an interesting day.
And the days that will follow, perhaps.
Indeed. Dave Koken, always interesting, will join us coming up tomorrow. We will talk about the NHL playoffs, a little bit about Major League Baseball, a little football as well with Dave from Las Vegas. We'll do that on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Twins baseball tonight, Twins and the Brew Crew, and that will get underway at 6:30 on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT. NBA basketball coming up at 7:30, Clippers and the Mavericks. Talk tomorrow, Mark.
Talk to you then.
All right. Todd and Alex coming your way next. KGYM.
Hey, this is Joseph Newgarden. As a 2-time IndyCar Series